Farming currently generates more than $59 billion in economic activity and employs several hundred thousand residents. That finding delights Steve Deller, a UW-Madison professor of agricultural economics and one of the report's authors. He says taking on niche markets and expanding beyond dairy has really helped Wisconsin's farm industry. But there are other findings that show a downward trend.
When we did the original study using data from 2000, we saw that agriculture, and that includes manufacturing cheese, supported 420,000 jobs. That number is now down to about 350,000 jobs. Surprising given that the industry is stabilized.
Deller figures fears over labor shortages and a move towards more automated operations may be behind the drop in workers. Another development he's concerned about is the lack of young people getting into the field. Deller says some aren't interested, while others are hard up for cash.
It's simply getting to be too expensive for a young farmer to raise the capital to start a dairy operation, for example. In these kind of credit markets, young farmers are just really being squeezed.
Deller says this means over time, family farms may give ground to larger corporate farming operations. He says the UW system's trying to help young farmers get into the business. Deller says one more trend he's tracking is exports. Currently, foreign markets have mostly dried up, which means less business for state producers. But it's hoped that'll change once the economy picks up. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.